Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and I'm on the call here today with Barb from St. Paul, Minnesota, and Barb is here to share with you some really, really exciting things, not only her successes that she's had since going through my step-by-step proven system to permanent weight loss with a weight loss mindset, which is the inner self diet, but also to share with you that, hey, you know, she knows what it feels like to be where you are now, and she sure has come a heck of a long way since then. And first of all, I just want to welcome you to the call, Barb. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks. I'm glad to talk to you.
Good, good. I'm glad that you're here, too. I already know that you've got some really very, very, very important and very transformational experiences to share with those who are listening. And I fully expect that there will be someone listening to this, that they're on the line now hearing you, who will be able to relate to where you used to be and will feel very, very excited that they could actually have what you have now. So my first question, and also just to give everybody a background and so that they can relate that you know what it feels like, what was it like for you in regards to how you ate, your thoughts about food, your relationship with your body, your weight, that whole topic? What was that like for you back before we ever met and before you ever started this journey to a weight loss mindset?
I'm not sure I realized it at the time, but I had a very adversarial relationship with my body, I suppose. I really didn't think about it so much as I was very driven. I had a career that was very high-powered and a lot of pressure, and I put most of my energy into the career, and what little I didn't, I put on my family, and I pretty much didn't think of my body at all until it impacted my career, to be blunt. And only then did it get my attention, just from appearance. You know, you have to project a positive image to people in order to be successful, I think. And at some point, my weight became an impediment to that, and also I started suffering from health issues. So I started trying to lose the weight, but I was irritated that I had to spend any time on my body, and I was annoyed that I was having to spend any time on it. And so I think, you know, I went through all these weight programs and weight programs, but I'd kind of schedule them in and not really give them a lot of thought and just be enraged when I wouldn't lose fast enough, or I would lose and then regain, or that I had to spend so much time on it and so much work. And some of it, I just didn't really have faith in the programs. And some of the programs I was doing just more or less because it was, I want it over with. I want this done. And so it was extremely adversarial, and by the time I got to your program, I was just frustrated, and I was just discouraged, and I pretty much thought that nothing that I was going to do was really going to work, and I was extremely cautious, and I was extremely skeptical that anything would work, and going into your program, I was very skeptical. I was just wondering if this is going to be just another program that's you just lay down some money and afterward you think, well, that was a waste of time and money. So how's that for honesty? But that's where I came from.
And I appreciate your honesty. And what's very interesting is that you didn't say those words to me when we started this whole journey together, me as your coach and mentor, and you going through all the steps since the very beginning, since that very first call that you and I had, and you did all the steps that I gave you all the way up until now. You've just completed the Inner Self Diet. I do recall that you had your expectation, you had an old habit of expecting the worst, is the best way I can say it, and that came out very quickly, but you did not say the words to me that, oh, maybe this is just not even going to work for me. So now that you very frankly have shared that, which I highly appreciate, because I'm sure that there are folks out there who feel exactly now how you used to feel in that frustration. They've done it all. They've done everything that they can think of. They've done all the different diets, and nothing has worked for them because, of course, they have not addressed yet what is 90% of the problem, which is the inner self, the mindset, everything that's going on the inside, which is what has to be addressed and healed in order to have the permanent success, the struggle-free weight loss on the outside. And so now that you've done this, you've done all the steps, you've gotten to where you are, what is it like for you today, Barb? What is it like for you now with your body, with how you eat, with how you feel about your weight, with your weight loss progress, with all of it? What's it like for you today?
Well, the first thing I'd say is I think I didn't tell you those words before, Jolynn, because I don't think until your program I even realized that that was my mindset.
Okay.
I think going into your program, I considered myself a pretty optimistic and put my mind to it and go to it and very positive person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I even saw myself with that much honesty before.
Okay.
So, I think it takes a change almost before it's the contrast between how I am now and how I was before that allows me to look back and see where I was then.
Okay.
I didn't have that insight at the time. That would be my guess and explanation why I hadn't mentioned it before. But with respect to your other question about what is it like today, it's absolutely wonderful. And if you had told me all the changes that would have been brought about by your program,
mm-hmm.
I probably would not have believed you.
Mm-hmm.
I either would have been in denial or I would have thought, how could, in my case, 12 weeks so far, have made that big a difference? And but it's not just my perception. It's everyone who's close to me has seen it, and I'm happy. I am not in an adversarial relationship with food at all anymore. It is not that I am starving myself or view it as an that I never once have felt that I'm on a diet. I have felt that I have to be conscious of what I'm eating and I have to be deliberate in my decisions, but I'm not giving up the things that I love. I'm just very conscious about making choices and knowing consequences and accepting what will come of each one. And in doing so and in being very deliberate about how I do that, things that I may have done in the past without thinking about food I may have eaten, I just don't anymore because it's not worth the other goals that I am focused on. And it has spilled over, I don't even know if that's proper grammar, but into my other aspects of my life, both into just my career, especially my relationships, how I have approached everything is just touched by this, because once you learn how you approach it in the context of dietary and nutritional requirements and exercise requirements, those same tools I've been using in other aspects of my life, and I feel energized. I've lost a lot of weight. My clothes are fitting well. I'm looking great. I'm making decisions that I've always dreamed about doing, but I've never really done. I've either was thinking I'll do it later, I'll put it off, or maybe I doubted whether I could do it, and now I'm just doing it. And it just seems so easy by comparison. And I don't know, have I answered your question? It's fun.
Good. No, you've answered many things. And, you know, you are a very, very smart woman, and you're very strong also. And actually, you reminded me just in this conversation that you called me out once, Barb, and when I said that when I was talking about quick fixes and how so many people out there seem to be looking for the fastest weight loss possible, let me lose 10 pounds in 10 days or 30 pounds in 2 weeks. How can I do that? And I was talking with you about that on one of the coaching calls, and you called me out on it and said, well, I have something to say about that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And what did you say about that?
I can't remember my exact words, but I do remember I challenged something that you said because from my perspective, it was so entirely different. And mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I liked about our sessions so far, and as you know, I want to do more, is that I can call you out on something where I don't understand it or I come at it with a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I love the freedom of being able to do that. And I love how it's just a give and take, but I wouldn't be able to do this program if I didn't respect your judgment. End of story. I can't follow someone who I don't respect, and I can't continue with a program where I'm not getting results. Mm-hmm. And so the program is working for me. You're working for me, and you have expertise that I don't have, and you have insights and experience that I don't have and that I benefit from. So for me, it's a purely selfish undertaking what I'm doing here, but I enjoy it, and thank you for letting me be selfish and use your services.
Yes, and actually, Barb, though, that is what I've been teaching you, is how to be selfish, or another way of saying it is self-full, because you must take care of yourself first in order to feel good about you, so that then you have something to give to others. And you've definitely learned that, haven't you?
Yeah, that, and I think that was one of my big realizations in the program, is I always thought that if I recognized a need I had, a personal need, and then I valued it to the point where I maybe prioritized it in front of someone else's need, that I was doing something wrong or I was somehow not a good person. When in reality, if I don't take care of myself and my needs, what I've learned through your program is I absolutely am not in an optimum position to take care of someone else. Mm-hmm. And so it's my mindset has changed to where selfish doesn't mean at the expense of everyone else. It means that in addition to benefiting other people, I'm benefiting myself. And by doing that, I'm actually increasing my ability to help others. So mm-hmm. it really works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then coming back around to the challenge that you offered me, what I remember what you said was you did feel like this was a quick fix because you had been struggling for over 40 years with this whole food and weight issue when you looked at the whole
thing. Yeah, and I think what the discussion was is some people look at a scale and want to see the fix on the scale. If you don't drop a certain number of pounds, they haven't gotten their quick fix. Where instead, I've found the folk program was a very quick fix. I was noticing changes immediately, So my personal experience is that I noticed them immediately. They may not have been the changes that I anticipated, but they were very positive and very strong changes and very noticeable. And so for me, when you said people get frustrated if I tell them it isn't a quick fix, I said, don't tell them that, because in some cases it probably is a very quick fix. It is mine, and let them have their own experience. For me, it was immediate, and I know that my other partner in the program, it was immediate for her as well. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And Barb, when you said that you felt like this was the words that I'm hearing, and you didn't necessarily say this exactly, but it's a partnership. When you work with a mentor and a coach, a good one, I mean, it's about working with you so that you can get what you want. And especially since I'm very focused on results, I'm not a therapist. This is not about therapy. This is about coaching and helping you get the results that you want in the least amount of time possible. And it has to be a collaboration. And then we get back to the fact that you must be at choice. And then talking specifically, now let's go to the topic of the food and the weight and the body, talking about choice there and how there is no deprivation when you are the one at choice of what you are putting into your body, what you're eating, and when you're making the decisions for yourself. But you, of course, have to be able to do that and be able to put yourself first so that you can take care of your needs, like you said. So with all of that being said, do you feel deprived at all with how you're eating today?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm eating probably better. I'm probably eating more. I know I'm eating more than I was. Because when I'm hungry, I eat, and I'm not deprived. It's just I'm conscious about what I eat. And you probably recall as well, I had not recognized when I was hungry before. I had confused hunger with a lot of other signals, and I had been, you know, this corporate world where you just try to schedule everything and you schedule calls and you schedule meetings. I had scheduled food, you know, here's when I eat breakfast, here's when I have a snack. And I was eating whether I was hungry or not. And I was eating completely out of sync with what my body needed and I was letting, you know, somebody else's, if there was a cook that decided, okay, this is what we're serving today, I would just eat whatever they were offering up as opposed to making conscious decisions on my own. So I actually am eating exactly what I want. I'm eating the foods that I enjoy. I'm eating very healthy, and I'm eating more, and I'm losing weight. And I'm not eating on a schedule. So I'm doing great. And as you know, I've been to the clinic, and I've had a lot of medical issues in the recent past, and they've just cleared up. And so even my physician says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So I've just been really happy.
Well, and what about your weight? Weight, you know, everybody wants to know about how much weight have you lost? How many inches have you dropped? How many pounds have you
released? I don't know exactly how much weight I've lost, but because I threw out the scale because it didn't matter to me. But I'd gotten up in the morning, I'd weighed, and then I weighed at night, and then kind of how whatever it said on the scale was pretty much how I defined whether I was successful or not. And I've gotten to the point now, and I know it may be, I don't know what other people do, but for me, I was at a place where I don't care what the scale says because I trust what I am saying, and I am looking better. I'm wearing smaller sizes. I know, I can tell you this, I'm down probably 3 sizes. Mm-hmm. I'm my jeans, and I love jeans, but they're loose. I've had to buy 3 sizes down. My shirt size has gone down. So clothing size. I know for a fact that since I started coaching with you, now this is more than the 12 weeks because we did some pre-coaching in the months before, but I know for a fact I'm probably down around 50 or more.
50 pounds?
I'm not. The last time I weighed, I can't remember for sure, but I think it was around 50. It was dramatic, where people are coming up to me and going, "Oh my God, how much weight have you lost?" And I go, "I have no idea." And they look at me and they go, "You don't even look like the same person." And I don't. So, yeah.
And
I haven't changed my hair or anything, and I'm still wearing jeans. So.
Well, you know what it really is, and you already know why people are saying you don't look like the same person. And it's not about the weight. You know that.
It has nothing, it really has very little to do with the weight. Because I think that they might notice the weight initially, but then they start talking to me. And just even how they engage with me, how I engage with them is totally different. It's fun.
Right.
And I notice the other thing is people are contacting me a lot more and wanting to spend time with me a lot more than they used to. And, you know, they're saying, "You're just fun to be with. It's just fun being with you." And I can honestly say I'm having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I made the joke with you, and I'm not even drinking. I'm having a great time. So, yeah, it's really great.
I'm not drinking. I'm not overeating. I'm not doing anything of the sort, but I am having so much fun.
I am. It's just kind of a dominoes effect because you have fun in one area of your life, and it just seems to trickle on into others. It's really amazing, actually.
Well, and that is how it works, though. And I'm sure that I've shared that with you. In fact, I probably shared that with you on the very, very first call when we first spoke, you know, months ago. And I've written about that many times. The fact is that this weight issue is not isolated to just, it's not just a weight problem. The reason that anyone has a weight issue, it's really a life problem, but it's more than that. It's a mindset problem. And when you totally transform yourself on the inside, then, well, I don't want to say totally because it's not like we took away all the things that were already working for you. You kept the things that were working, and we shifted some things that were not working. And so you just became an even more exuberant and shining and brightly lit Barb than you were in the past, because in the past you were a very smart Barb and very accomplished, very successful, but in your words, not happy. Remember telling me that? Is that okay that I
share do.
That?
No, I do.
Yeah.
I remember
so,
that.
And then though,
and I remember vaguely feeling that way, although I don't spend much time thinking about it because it doesn't add value to me. But
right.
I do remember being in a very, very dark place when I started this program. I also don't feel like I'm a different person than who I always was on the inside, because, in fact, friends who've known me 30 years or more say, "You're just like you used to be before all the stress and all the problems. You're yourself again." And I think that's a big thing, is I'm feeling connected with all the things about me that I really like. That's who I am now. The things that I don't have a place in my life anymore. And I will tell you that I don't envy your position on trying to tell other potential clients how the program can benefit, because unless you've been there, it's hard to really unless you've gone through the change yourself, it's hard for me to try to tell people that.
Right.
I mean, it's very difficult. So I do remember a lot of times when I was thinking initially about whether to do your program, I also read the testimonials on your page and I listened to people and I kept thinking, well, if that worked for them, could it work for me? And I was hopeful that it could, but I was skeptical because I tried so many things. And but I think what I would tell anyone who's thinking about it, if you commit to the program, you take a leap of faith, you do what you instruct them to do, which is never, it never takes, it, you never once took me outside my comfort zone. Like you never asked me to disclose things about myself that I would prefer to keep private or any, you didn't, it wasn't that at all, but it was just a fresh way of looking at things, a different way of looking at things. And I trusted that process. I did it even though I didn't understand it. And as I started seeing the effects, I just wanted more and more and more. And now I'm a convert. I totally believe in your program. And I'm just as happy as can be. And it was the best investment I've ever made.
Well, there you go. What else can we say? And Barb, I mean, I was going to ask you, what would you say to somebody out there who right now is listening and you already shared it? And also, I just want to finish my thought. Where I was starting to go a few minutes ago was when you were talking about how all these other areas of your life have shifted. And when you shift your mindset, you can't help but shift all areas of your life because you take that mindset with you everywhere, just like you take your body with you everywhere.
I know, right? I wouldn't have understood what you were even talking about when I started this program. But I get it. I get it completely.
Yeah, I've heard you say that a few times when I've shared things. The further on we got, I've heard you say that, oh, if you'd said that to me in the beginning, I would not even have gotten it. And
or when you did say things to me sometimes in the beginning, I thought I got it, and then you know, weeks later or months later, I'd look back and go, I was so clueless. It's like the difference when you're trying to explain things to a two-year-old and then you can explain things to a seven-year-old differently and they get the concept differently. And it's almost like your mind is maturing in its ability to grasp concepts that you think you get, but you're only getting them on one level. And then there's a real growth involved, and it's the more you grow, the more you want more. At least that's my experience.
Well, I found that with everyone else I've worked with also who has done all the steps, you know, I mean, you do have to do the steps. Otherwise, what kind of results would you get?
Yeah, and I think we talked about that too, is it doesn't mean that you can just pick up the phone and listen and not engage and not do the work. If I had done that, I don't believe I would have changed. I mean, you have to really commit to doing it, and you have to be honest with yourself that you are giving it the effort and you are doing the exercises and they're mental exercises. But even when I didn't understand it or I thought this seems sort of hokey to me, and I would do it and do it and do it, and then pretty soon I got to look forward to it, and it made me feel better. And with every step of the way, I was going, gosh, she really knows what she's talking about. And there was a trust that had to build. I had to learn to trust you. And that was a leap of faith for me in the beginning. But it has so paid off. And I would not hesitate to recommend to anyone who is willing to do the work and follow the program to spend the money doing it for themselves. The only thing I would say is if you're going to do it, you just do it. You don't think you're going to do it and then kind of put it off and not give it a full 100% of your attention, you figure out what the commitment is, and when you're ready, you do it. But it's not something you can do half-assed. You either do it or you don't.
Right.
That would be my advice.
And then when you say, though, when you're ready, but when is the right time to ever do anything, since all of your power is in the present moment? I mean, can you imagine, Barb, if you had not done this and you were still sitting there saying, oh, well, maybe someday I'll do it when I'm ready. And then how would you
when
be feeling
I say,
right now?
When I said when I'm ready, I mean when you're ready to take care of yourself.
Okay.
I mean, which I think life is so short and it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. My personal feeling is that people need to do it as soon as they realize that it's there. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're not going to take care of yourself now, when? You cannot count on tomorrow. And the longer you wait, if you're doing things that haven't worked for you before, mm-hmm. they're not going to work for you now. They don't just miraculously, I mean, that just seems so silly to me. Mm-hmm. So when you decide, when a person realizes that they need help, that's the time to commit to yourself.
Right.
That's what I mean when I said you're ready.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I agree with you there. Because I do not believe in tomorrow or tomorrow land or someday itis. That is the road to just leading nowhere. And I love what you said right there, that if something isn't working for you right now, it's not just going to miraculously suddenly somehow work. And then that reminded me, of course, of Einstein's definition of insanity, which is continuing to do the same thing over and over again while expecting a different result. So exactly. And I 100% congratulate you for stepping up for yourself. You definitely did have enough trust and enough hope when we first talked that you had enough within you to go for it for yourself. And I invite you to acknowledge yourself for that again and congratulate yourself, because if you had not taken that step back then you definitely wouldn't be here with me talking to me right now and saying, you know, that you threw out your scale because it doesn't determine your happiness anymore, and that you're three sizes down in your clothes, and that the last time you remember weighing that you were down at least 50 pounds, but then it's not even about the weight, that it's actually about your happiness and your mindset and your outlook and your attitude, and that all these other people are telling you that you're so different, but that you're like how you used to be before the stress.
Yeah, and I will say it was the weight that brought me to your program, wanting to lose weight, mm-hmm. but it was the weight plus all the other impacts on my life that keep me on the program, because I can't even imagine my life without it. And that is something I can't even imagine that I could have conceived at the beginning of the program. And I will tell you, the one hurdle for me when I was thinking about signing up for the program, that if anybody who ever hears this has that, it was, they need to listen up, because I was so independent and so self-sufficient, and I prided myself on not needing help, and I perceived that taking help from someone else was a weakness. And mm-hmm. in the cutthroat business that I was in, I always felt that if I had to rely on someone else or take advice from someone else, in the position that I was in, I would become vulnerable. And what I have learned through your program and what has helped me in business and everything else is that realizing when you need help and seeking help from a competent source is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And that is incredible for anyone that was in my position. To don't think that you're weak because you are seeking help. That, to me, is a sign of strength, and it's a sign of self-respect, and it's just the way it is.
Well, there you go. And for you listening to Barb right now, like she said, listen up, listen to her. You know, you don't have to listen to anything I say. Listen to Barb. She's been there. She's done that. And I totally agree with what you said, but I feel like it's much more powerful for the folks listening to hear it from you than from me, because you've been there and you've done it. And there, that is a common challenge, and I've experienced that myself in the past, and sometimes I still do, and then I have to remind myself that, hey, there's more I want to learn. There is so much that I don't know, and I continue to invest in myself. I have my own coach. I definitely don't know everything, so I continue to get my own coaching. If I were to stay in the mindset of, oh, I can do it all on my own, then I certainly wouldn't grow, and you certainly wouldn't have grown in the ways that you have if you'd done that to yourself. So that's another thing to congratulate yourself on, is that you didn't hold yourself in that place with that thought that you should be able to do it all on your own. So that's really awesome, Barb. And you've just come so far, and it's surprising even hearing some of the things that you've shared right now on this call here, because like you said, though, you wouldn't have been able to say them in the past because you really didn't even realize that they were there within you, these different thoughts that you can see now that you had in the past. But,
right. I couldn't have known because I was just in a different place with a different understanding. But one of the things that has really helped me too, JoLynn, is that you have been through this yourself. So you've lost weight yourself. You got it. So I never felt that I was talking to someone who was just preachy or just sitting there and looking at the looking at me like some kind of science experiment. You always had compassion, but you were no nonsense. You didn't. You held the line. You expected me to do the work. You expected me to be honest, and you would call me on things as well. I think I called you up once. I can't even remember a conversation where you weren't challenging me every step of the way, and it was wonderful. So,
good.
Yeah.
And I'm still hearing that today with some new clients that I'm working with. I'm hearing this word, oh, I'm feeling challenged. I'm feeling challenged, but I like it. And no one has ever challenged me like this before, but I like it. It's good. And I ask them, I verify, well, so is that good that you're feeling challenged? Oh, yeah, it's good, and it's very different. I haven't had this before. But that's why you came. You know, that's why you stepped up and you enrolled and you invested in yourself. You didn't invest in yourself to do this work to get somebody who was going to pat you on the head and say, oh, Barb, you know, everything's fine. It's going to be fine. When spiritually, if you want to look at from a spiritual standpoint, yes, everything's always going to be fine. But in this life that you're living right now, it's not always going to be fine if you don't do something different. You've got to do something different to get different results, and that's what you've done. And if at any time along the way there was anything that I saw, I did tell you, I shared it with you directly, and if it resonated with you, you took it and you ran with it and you made the adjustments. But that's why you came here. You know, that's what
you
wanted.
Yeah, and you did it, and it was a very safe environment as well, because you never, yeah. I never once in all these months sensed any judgment. It was just challenging something I would say and saying, did you really mean that? And really getting me to look at myself, and if I said, yes, I did, you'd accept it and we'd move on. But if not, it gave me something to think about, and it was a very, very safe environment. I never felt judged. I never felt criticized. I just felt always like I was in a very safe environment, but a very, I was always learning and I was always expanding, and it just felt good. I would get off the phone. I would look forward to the calls, but I would get off the phone feeling always better than I started. And yet when I started the call, I thought I was feeling great, and I would get off the phone and I'd feel even better. It was just wonderful.
Well, good. I'm more than thrilled with your results, Barb, and also that you have had such an enjoyable time. I mean, one of the universal laws we live under is you cannot enjoy the outcome to a journey you despise. And then we go all the way back to the very beginning of this entire journey that you've taken when I asked you the question, how do you want to feel along this journey, along this process? And that's, you know, very important that you did enjoy it, that it was, you know, obviously a very good experience for you. And then, of course, you've got the results to show for it. Just real quickly, real briefly here, what was your biggest overall, if there was only one transformation you could pick out of this entire transformative process, this journey, the inner self diet, weight loss mindset, the permanent weight loss, struggle-free, this whole thing that you've done here, the whole ball of wax. If there was just one transformation you could pick that was the biggest one you got out of this, what would that be?
I thought when I started it would be the weight loss, because I certainly did achieve that. But now I believe it's the way I look at life in general, the way my whole attitude towards life and living, all aspects, is just altered to where it's a very positive, and I feel as though I can do anything I want to do. The only challenge I have is deciding what I want to do, mm-hmm. and because I want to do so much. And I know that I can, if I put my mind to it, it's just doing it consciously. So it's my attitude, but I also feel, and this will sound so hokey maybe, to some people, but to me it does not. But I feel for the first time in years, I feel the love that is around me and the love that I have for other people, and I had lost that. And more importantly, perhaps the love I have for myself, and that's okay. And I feel good. How's that? I feel good.
Well, and as you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do now.
You do
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Yes. And when you're sharing about this entire attitude shift and that you can see the love and feel the love, everything that you just shared there, that's what you need to have, though, in order to be able to easily drop this fat and keep it off for the rest of your life. It's never been, the weight thing has never been just about food and diet and exercise. That's only 10% of the issue or of the topic. 90% of it is the mindset. It's the person. It's the attitude. It's all on the inside. And you're living proof of that. So there you go. For anyone who's listening to this, if you have not already been bowled over by everything that Barb has shared, which I would expect you would if you can relate to Barb and, you know, where she was when we first started this process and where she is today, and if you actually would really love to have these results that she's living now, then your first step that you would take is exactly the same thing that Barb did to start. And what you would do, you would fill out an application for a weight loss discovery session so that I could find out why is it so important for you to drop the fat and keep it off. What inspired you listening to Barb today? What inspired you to actually make massive transformation in your mindset and in your body? And to do that, to fill out that application to get going for yourself, do that at fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, So it's fearlessfatloss.com/call. That's your first step. So, Barb, thank you so much for being here on this call. There was just so much that you shared. I highly appreciate it, and I'm grateful for, I'm really glad that you did the work. I'm glad that you did the steps for yourself, and it's always very exciting for me to hear all the transformations that my clients go through. But the only way they get there is because they do what you did. And they also, even like you said, you know, you were skeptical at first, but you did have enough hope, you had enough faith, you had enough trust to take the first step, to get on the path and to keep going and to do each step along the way. And look at you now. Look at where you are now. So congratulations and thank you. Thank you for sharing everything you did here today.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing what you know. So that means a lot to me, too.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. That's why I keep doing this, though. I keep doing this because people like you and hearing all these wonderful, fabulous, fantastic transformations, and we didn't even scratch the surface. I mean, because I know what you've gone through. There's so much more we could have talked about, but just congratulations, you know, just everything that you've got going on now and how everything is just, of course, the weight loss too, 50 pounds, that's nothing to sneeze at, but the fact that you are feeling good, that you're happy and that you are able to stand up for yourself and be okay being Barb, to feel good. What else can I say?
I feel really good.
I know, you do. So,
all the time. And I can't even hear your voice without laughing anymore because I get so happy. So
well, good.
Thank you.
That's a positive anchor then. That's a very good thing. You're welcome. So thanks again, Barb. And for those of you out there who want to get on the same path Barb is on, just fill out that application at fearlessfatloss.com/call. And get in the queue for that discovery session. Thanks for being on the call, Barb.
You're welcome.